welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. I know this episode is late. I thought I recorded in time, but then when I listened to the podcast or to the episode, I was like, I don't like it, and I wanted to add more things to it. So I really apologize for not publishing the podcast on time, and I really hope that this is the last recording, well, the final recording. On today's episode, we are taking accountability and learning to be honest about the part we play in the fallouts and problems we experience in our interpersonal relationships. On the previous episode, I spoke about how we always think we are the victim, but sometimes we are actually the accomplice. It's nice labeling people as narcissists when they hurt or treat us badly, but we hardly sit down and assess the part we play in the situation being what it is. Taking accountability is not nice. It's not nice admitting and accepting that you are wrong or you had a hand in things not working out for you. We would rather be the victim and have everyone else sympathize with us. We hardly talk about how we contributed to the relationship or friendship not working out. Taking accountability requires you to be honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself is just as important as being honest with your family, friends, and partner. A lot of people struggle with being honest with themselves. This episode is not victim blaming, nor is it justifying people treating you badly or abusing you. All I'm saying is that we have to be honest with ourselves and the decisions we make in life. We have to take accountability and acknowledge our part in the problems we face in our relationships. Not everyone contributes to the problems in their relationships. Some people are really victims of ill-mannered people. If you have been physically abused, nothing justifies another human being hitting you. It doesn't matter what you did. I want to emphasize that I'm not victim blaming, nor am I justifying abuse of any type. I just want us to be honest about the part we play in our relationship problems. Getting into a relationship with someone who is a red flag or someone who has shown you who they are is a red flag on your part. You know that this person is not good for you and there's a high chance of you getting hurt, but you agree to be in a relationship with this person. When you get hurt, you start crying, talking about how bad the person is, but you ignored the red flags you saw in the beginning. And let me tell you, the red flags you ignore in the beginning are the same red flags that are going to be the cause of your breakup. Red flags don't magically go away unless people are actively working on themselves. I know you'll argue and say no one is perfect, which is true, but this is not about being perfect. Everyone has flaws, but some people or some flaws are not healthy for you, and you know this. People ignore red flags for various reasons. Some are desperate to be in relationships, and others are trying to keep up appearances, or they are trying to prove something to people or to themselves. Ignoring red flags because you are desperate for love and marriage is very tricky. A lot of women are married to liars, manipulators, narcissists, and cheaters because they were desperate. You knew that this person was cheating on you when you were dating, but you went ahead and married him. Do you think this person is going to stop cheating on you because you guys are married? Do you think they're going to stop lying to you because you guys are now husband and wife? Marrying someone like this sets you back in life because it affects your finances and mental health. And you also can't get back the years you wasted. We really have to be smart about our decisions. It's better to marry late than to marry wrong. And it's never too late to leave. A few years ago, I was watching Couples Therapy. Couples Therapy is a reality TV show where couples go to therapy. On one of the episodes, a couple went to therapy because the wife wants to be a stay-at-home wife and live a lavish life. She basically wants to live the mummy club life. The problem was that her husband works a regular 9-to-5 job and can't afford to give her the life she wants. Now they are unhappy in their marriage because the wife feels like the husband is not doing enough to provide for her. But she never mentioned that she wants to be a stay-at-home wife when they got married. She was also working when they got married. The husband was obviously frustrated by this. Had the wife been honest with herself, she wouldn't have married her husband because she knew she wanted to live a certain lifestyle and she knew very well that the guy she's marrying can't afford to give her the type of lifestyle that she wants. This is an example of someone who got married because they weren't honest with themselves. Now she's unhappy, unsatisfied, and going to couples therapy because she wasn't honest. She knew what she was doing when she married this guy because she knew what type of work this guy does. Now she's putting unnecessary pressure on the husband. And if anybody is to blame for her wasting her time, it's her, nobody else. Some women lie and gaslight themselves into believing that a man who is inconsistent will change when they have a baby with him. When the guy says he wants nothing to do with the baby, or he starts being inconsistent with supporting the baby, they cry and talk about how hard it is being a single mom and how men are trash. But they saw the signs and still went ahead and had a baby with him. It's the same thing as having a baby with a man who told you he doesn't want to have kids. Or having a baby with a man thinking that you are going to get a lifestyle upgrade after having his baby. When things don't work out the way you expected them to work out, you get depressed and you start calling your baby daddy a narcissist, and we also now have to join your I hate my baby daddy train. It's a lot. I know this is harsh, but you knew what you were doing. Crying and playing victim is not going to work. This is one of the reasons why there are a lot of bitter, angry baby mamas out there. Yes, I know some baby mamas are real victims of men who lied and treated them badly, and I sympathize with them, I really do. But the people who are having babies as a ticket out of their unpleasant financial situation, or having babies to keep a man, or to prove to the wife or the other girlfriend that they can take the man or steal the man, you guys are just as bad as your inconsistent baby daddy. What guarantee do you have that you're going to live the same lifestyle as the wife? What's going to happen if the guy decides to raise the child himself and you don't get a lifestyle upgrade? What's going to happen? Part of being a responsible adult is having a baby when you're mentally, emotionally, and financially ready to have a baby. It's time to acknowledge where you went wrong. Take accountability for your decisions and stop blaming your baby daddy for things not working out the way you expected them to. I have noticed men think they can love a woman to a point where she's no longer toxic. They meet a woman who's toxic, and because they love this woman so much, they struggle to choose themselves, and instead of leaving this woman, they think they can fix her by loving her as much as they possibly can. If someone is toxic, your love for them can't heal them. It's different from when she has trust issues from being hurt multiple times or disappointed. If you make her feel secure, she will let her guard down and the trust issues will fade away. But if she is manipulative and toxic, you can't help her. The only thing she's going to do is ruin you for the next woman. Toxic women appear as sweet and innocent women to society, but they are psychologically and verbally abusive to their partners. This is the side of abuse we hardly talk about, because there are more men abusing women, or men just don't come forward about this type of abuse. Any type of abuse changes a person and a relationship. You can't expect your man to continue treating you like a queen or to respect you when you are constantly putting him down with words or doing the most outrageous things when you are angry or not happy about something. You are literally the worst person to be around when you are angry or not happy. When he cheats on you, leaves you, or starts being mean to you, you start crying as a helpless victim, telling people he's a bad man. But deep down, you know how you treated him. And this is the side of the story people will never know, because you don't want them to know how much of a bad person you are. It's time to fix your anger. You can't continue being this person. This reminds me of Kanya from The Ultimatum South Africa. If you didn't watch The Ultimatum, there's a lady on the show named Kanya, and people say she's a narcissist. People complained about her attitude and personality. What was interesting to me was that no one came out and said, "I see myself in Kanya," or "Kanya is me and I am her." It's almost as if she's the only woman who behaves like that. Which is not true. There are tons of women like her. If you are a woman who behaves like Kanya, I can't imagine how lonely life must be for you, because your personality pushes friends, lovers, and family away. I genuinely feel sorry for you, because it's something you can't control and you don't see anything wrong with your behavior and attitude. If your attitude is half as bad as Kanye's, please work on it. Having a bad attitude and being nasty to people robs you of the opportunity to be loved and cared for because it pushes people away. A bad attitude affects all your relationships, from your friendships and to the relationships that you have with your children. You have to work on your attitude or else life is going to be really lonely. Next thing, you're an older woman talking about how your children never visit you, how they never call you, failing to mention that your attitude pushed them away. Being overly reactive is also a red flag. During arguments, you hear things you want to hear or things that validate your insecurities. Then you scream and shout, saying you're being emotionally abused. This is not normal. You have to calm down and hear things for what they really are and not interpret them to suit your narrative. If you have trauma that you have to work on, work on it. We spoke about this on the Relationship PTSD episode. What happened to you is not your fault, but healing is your responsibility. Your mindset also has a hand in the way you behave and view relationships. If you think all men cheat, you're most likely going to attract men who cheat, polygamists, and men who want to make your side chick, because your thoughts shape your reality. When you attract genuine men who don't cheat on you, you push them away because you don't know how to handle a man who loves you genuinely because of your beliefs and your mindset. You push them away because you don't know how to receive the type of love they are offering you. I saw a video by Toni Tone and she was talking about how being with a good man forces you to self-reflect. And this is 100% true. Being with a good partner requires you to confront your flaws. Something interesting happened 2 weeks ago in one of the support group meetings. We were talking about boundaries and I had really good boundaries. But when we spoke about respecting our partner's boundaries, I realized that I have a problem with respecting boundaries. And I know this is a huge red flag because I know the importance of boundaries. I'm so quick to cut a person off when they don't respect my boundaries, but here I am struggling to respect boundaries. Ever since I realized that I struggle with respecting boundaries in a relationship, I keep thinking about all the people I dated who I made feel uncomfortable because I didn't respect their boundaries. But anyway, I'm actively working on this little problem of mine. Taking accountability and acknowledging the part you play or played in the problems you have in your relationships is not easy, but it's necessary. This is one of the ways you grow as a person because you learn from your mistakes. When you are aware of your shortcomings, you are in a better position to experience healthier, fulfilling relationships with your friends, family members, and lovers. The conversation is always centered around how we can protect ourselves and make sure that we avoid people who are bad for us. But we never take time to sit down and ask ourselves if we are good for other people. After the support group meeting where I realized that I struggle with respecting boundaries in a relationship, I sat down and I assessed why this is a thing for me, and I put myself in the other person's shoes. Just like me, they have boundaries in place to protect themselves. Just because I know I'm not going to hurt them or harm them, doesn't mean they know this. And I also realized that they have also gone through life and certain experiences that have forced them to have the boundaries they have today, just like I have. So me seeing their boundaries as an attack or seeing them as a sign that they don't like me enough doesn't really make sense. If you think you might be a red flag, reflect on your interpersonal relationships and pick up your patterns of behavior. Then try to figure out why you behave the way you behave and what steps you have to take to become a better version of yourself. Remember to show yourself compassion when you do this. Just because you might be a red flag, it doesn't mean you deserve to be treated badly. You can take accountability for your actions and decisions and still be a victim. The whole point of this episode is to make you aware that you're not always a victim when it comes to your relationships. You can be the victim and the accomplice at the same time. Don't beat yourself up about how you ignored red flags or the signs. It happens to almost everyone. You just have to take accountability for your part. Taking accountability is not you shaming yourself or talking down on yourself. It's acknowledging that you are not perfect and it's knowing you'll do things differently next time, because we learn as we go. I know this episode might be a bit harsh and it might seem like I'm coming across as a pick-me, but we really have to start having these type of conversations. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, not everyone has a hand in the problems in their relationship or situation. The message today is take accountability and learn to be honest with yourself. That's it for today. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We are almost on episode 10. I'm so excited. I think I should buy cake to celebrate. I'm also going to be taking new pictures for the podcast. This is really exciting. Anyway, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast and episode. Please also share the podcast with all your friends, family members, and whoever you can share it with. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From a Girl's Girl. It's just one word. I love you all. Bye.